And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper.
Hello.
I've lost my voice again, Tone.
Yeah.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And have we got a show for you this week? I'll tell you for why after this. I'll give you a clue how good this show is this week. This is a new track off a new album from a very old band. UK Subs, Radio Unfriendly.
Turn on my radio. I want to hear some rock and roll. All I get is a slush fest. Get on the boy bands and the rest. Try another station. No, you're doing so good. I get the middle of the road. I turn on the news. Radio Unfriendly. Play the same thing over. Radio Unfriendly. Flexing your payola.
Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks, he's actually a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was UK Subs and Radio Unfriendly, which of course we are, which is why I've chosen that track off their new album. How much noise are you making now? You falling off your chair?
No, I moved the chair a little bit. God, this mic's sensitive.
My God, these condenser mics are so sensitive. I thought you'd started a war. I said that pretty... You can tell my voice is going, can't you? Yeah, this is a UK Subs new album. Try not to move, ever. Okay. This is a UK Subs new album, Work in Progress. Thank you so much to Captain Oi for sending it for us. Now, Tony, just before we started recording this show, I did say I've got everything ready. I'm totally prepared, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Forgotten all the MySpace pages.
Shit.
So we're not doing them this week, but I think you know who UK Subs are by now. They're fantastic. This is a 14-track new album. It's got one cover version on it. Can you guess what that cover version is?
No.
Wannabe by Spice Girls.
Oh.
No, of course it's not. It's Strychnine, that old 60s garage classic. But I had you thinking.
Oh, well, that'd be quite nice, actually.
Wannabe? Mate, I might suggest it to Charlie Harper, seeing as we are personal friends.
But surely he listens. He can just... Really.
Well, I don't know whether he listens anymore. He did used to. But yes, it's a fabulous new album. Find out more about them via their record label, Captain Oi. And I have got the MySpace page for that. MySpace.com/ Captain Oi.
Cool.
Cool, right. So, and we will be playing another track off this album at the end of the show. We might be dovetailing rather nicely. We might be giving it a certain amount of asymmetry, if you get my gist. Now, I've got another song for you now, Tone.
Okay.
Right, because I was going to do something else in this bit, but because of all the things you haven't got this week,
yeah,
I thought I'd save it. So, right, this is the new one from a band we have played on the show before, Melonhead Man. They might have given their album away in the competition at Christmas, I'm not sure. But Melonhead Man, Kickstart 21-1 with This Life. Now, this is a great single. It's not released till February the 28th. It's come via Manila PR. I have actually got their MySpace page in front of me on the press release given, but we're not doing the competition this week, so I'll just tell you. It's myspace.com/melonheadman. I think you would have got it, Tony.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be awful for you, you could have won it this week, and I'm going to give you them. But now, this is I'll tell you who likes this. Larry Love from Alabama 3, and that radio legend, Andy Garland of BBC Kent.
Nice.
Right. What would we do without Andy Garland of BBC Kent? I do not know, but anyway, he likes it. This is a really catchy, sort of happy... You shouldn't have happy blues, should you? It's kind of happy country, honky-tonk blues. Just... It's great. Have a listen to it. This is Melonhead Man, This Life.
Oh, yeah, can't you see? This life was meant for me, this life was meant for me, I said. Oh, yeah, can't you see? This life was meant for me, this life was meant for me.
Listening to Dr. Slagabry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And I understand they're writing new material as we speak, so you never know. We might... Actually, I never did anything with the second album they got me. I really was. I need to update these beds, don't I? Sorry. Anyway, well done, Dr. Slaggerbury, for writing new material. I'm sorry that we're an album behind. We will catch up. We'll probably make the whole show a Dr. Slaggerbury bed. That'll freak everybody out. In this section, Tony, I'd like to ask you, do you have any Podcast Alley comments?
No. No, I haven't this week, unfortunately. There's been none since the last show. Because the last show we had three, I think, that and that was all we'd had, and we haven't got any new ones since.
But are you a bit concerned it might be bust again, or...
Well, because it hasn't got any in, I thought, oh, maybe it is bust again. I see no other people complaining about it, so it might be alright, so...
It might just be that we've got no listeners anymore.
Yeah. Or people could just like, Podcast Alley, so used to not voting again. So if anybody hasn't voted, please do get on there and try it. I'm sure it's working. If it's not working, email me to let me know. So please do try it. Easy way to do it. Go to punkyradio.com, top of screen. It's important, please vote for his link. Hit that, enter email address, subjects and a comment, and I'll read them out. If it doesn't work, you should get an email confirmation. If you don't ever get that, drop me an email and then let me know it's not working. So at least then we know where we stand. But I'm sure it's working, so please do vote for us.
Well, anyway, Tony. Fuck Podcast Alley this week.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about a power stretcher.
Okay.
Now, you know how I often ask you, what have you ask you, so what have you been doing this week? And you say nothing.
Yeah.
I always suspect you have done something, because often you go, oh, yeah, I did go and, you know, I did go swimming with Lou Reed. Right. Or something, because I know he likes to swim. He's very much a backstroker. He doesn't like putting his head under.
Nice.
Why I'm finding this all so funny, I don't know. But I think you do a lot of things every week. In fact, everybody does things every week. It's just whether you make something of them or not. All I did the other day was go into town to buy a card. Now, I went to a shop in my town called Rose and Dylan. My friend Julie runs it, and it's closing down. So it's half price. So I went in there to get a card. I wouldn't normally want it. Way too expensive. No wonder they're closing down. But I went in there to get a card, and it should have been £1.75, but obviously half that it came to, I think it was 88 pence, I think they charged me. Anyway, it was a deal. 88p, 87p, something like that. The reason I had to get the card was so I could send a card to my upstairs neighbour in the flat saying, sorry, but I'm having a party in a couple of weeks' time in the flat. It might be a full burlesque evening. I'm not absolutely sure, but anyway, there's going to be a lot of noise. You're welcome to come downstairs and join in the fun. Otherwise, be aware, there's going to be a lot of noise, but the noise should start to die down about 11 o'clock. It's not going to be out of order. Anyway. So I got the card half price, 88p. I'm thinking, what a result. I parked outside Pound Stretcher. Well, when you park outside Pound Stretcher, what do you do, Tony?
Don't know.
You go and try and stretch your pound, don't you?
That's true.
Well, I stretched my pound, Tony. Because okay. I went into Pound Stretcher with my bargain 88p card, half price, feeling good about myself. And I walked out of Pound Stretcher with a plastic four-drawer filing cabinet and a new rug. Pound Stretcher stretched my pound to £42.88.
Wow.
I was devastated. I can't believe it. It's a nice rug, though.
Okay.
It is a nice rug. It's red, right? Because I live in the 80s, so my lounge, if you can imagine it, is all just red, black and chrome everywhere. Mm. And white, red, white, black and chrome. It's quite a Nazi flat, really. I've got this big red rug, and it's got a stencil black rose in one corner, and diagonally opposite, a bigger stencil black rose in the other corner.
Okay.
£42.88. Nipped in to get a card. Thought I'd got a bargain, 88p. Came back, spent another £42.88 on it, making a total of
43.76.
Correctamundo, my friend. I spent £43.76 on just nipping into town, mind you. And now I've got this. I got this plastic four-drawer filing cabinet. because I've just got paper all over the floor in the flat and all that from when I was doing my accounts. And there's just, you know what it's like, Tony. Mm. Everything's all over the place. I thought, I was thinking all of that, and what I've done is, there's so much mess in my office, I can't get the filing cabinet in it. So all it's doing at the moment is blocking up the hallway.
Nice.
And that, my friend, is how you make a story out of nothing. Hopefully, you'll get the gist of that, Tony. Because what I'm going to say to you now is, as the Screaming Blue Messiahs are going to say to you, you're going to change.
Packing your junk. You gotta change. I don't mean please. Things that you ought to, because that is mine. I don't mean me.
To the Planet Smashes underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Screaming Blue Messiahs are not a band I'm going to tell you very much about, what with them not going anymore. They were a very cool band to like in the 80s. Check them out. They haven't got a lot of material, but the material they have got, I mean, they were huge rock stars, were fans of Screaming Blue Messiahs. David Bowie's a fan, Brian Eno, big fan. I think you too were big fans of Screaming Blue Messiahs. They were one of these bands that if you were in the know, you loved them, and if you weren't in the know, you didn't quite get them until they brought out their classic single, which was,
I can't remember,
Wanna Be a Flintstone.
Ah,
yeah, brilliant band, which was featured obviously on the Flintstones album. But that is, and that's anachronistic against the rest of their work, as you just heard, because you just heard You're Gonna Change. Haven't got a MySpace page for, no fucking point, frankly. Just enjoy it for what it is. That was a Screaming Blue Messiahs. Check them out. They do still have albums available, I think. Just check them out. Right. Now, the bit I was gonna do in this bit is a bit I'm gonna hold off to the second half. Because I've got a bit to do in this bit that showed up this morning, because we're making a show early, of course.
Yeah.
And this showed up. I do like it when Rick Hulls, aka Professor Piero Bollocks, sends me a poem. But I do want to stress to you that it is time for Poetry Corner, and if you do have a poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner. And as I say, the quality of them does not matter. However, this one is shit.
Oh, okay.
This came through on my Facebook page, not even via the proper channels. A poem for you, Paul. Hooray for Saturday, a glorious day in every way. A day without strife, a day without work. A day man has chosen to laze and to shirk. A day set aside for good folk to play. A wonderful riotous drinking day. Hooray, hooray for Saturday, a wonderful riotous drinking day.
Yeah, it's not the best, is it?
It's crap. If you can do better than that. And Professor Piero Bollos can. I like the irony of it. Okay. I think he's being ironic.
Right.
I hope he's being ironic rather than moronic. I've had an idea for word of the week there.
Okay.
Myronic. When you think you're being really funny, but you're actually being a twat. A cross between moronic and ironic. We haven't got anything else. Well done, Piero Bollos. You've just been myronic. Right, that's all I'm going to do in this bit. But please do send in a poem for us if you have one. The next track I'm going to tell you about right now, but only briefly again. This is part of what I'm calling a middle section hitching two-parter.
Nice.
We don't have them very often. Minister's dead, PC gone wrong. Dead Tony. That is, of course, the band, the new band featuring Matty from the Bleach Boys and formerly of the Kramers and formerly of a band called Flaccid, who were really good as well. That's of a four-track EP. We've now played three of the tracks. So we're not going to play the other one. You have to buy it. Their MySpace page, I will just tell you, is myspace.com/ministersdead. I think this is one of their best incarnations yet. I think it's really good stuff. I would like to see them live. I'm hoping I will at some point. It's a bit less of a racket than the Kramers.
Okay.
It's a bit more accessible. The Kramers were a wonderful noise, but they needed a good sound man when they were live. Otherwise, it would just be a noise. Fabulous band, though. Really, really good. And this band is members of. And I'm enjoying it greatly. That's all I really want to say in this bit, other than tell you about the next song. Okay. Oh, because, as I say, it's part of a Hitchin' double bill. You remember last week, I wanted some symmetry to the show this week. I thought, we haven't had asymmetry in a while. And I thought, yeah, we'll work it out. So we've got the UK subs at the end. There's another thing that's asymmetric as well. In fact, the only two tracks that aren't asymmetric are tracks 3 and track 6. Track 3, you've already heard, was Screaming Blue Messiahs. But other than that, it's pretty good. I've also managed to get four bands starting with the letter M. Nearly had an M special to go with the D one, but I could have done a semi-M special, a SEM special. what have we got? Anyway, because I wanted to play this track last week, but I didn't get it in time, so I played the other one. I thought we'd play it this week. This is another one from Monaco Bears, Tony.
Nice.
Our favourite teenage Hitchin' indie popsters. And if you do check out their MySpace page, go through the photographs. Monaco Bears, if you are listening, please don't surround me and kill me, Gulliver's Travels style, when you attack me with your tininess. But one of the blokes in the band in the photos does look a bit like little Jimmy Osmond.
Oh, dear.
from the 70s. You know, not now. Obviously, yeah. Little Jimmy Osmond looks a bit freakish, but allegedly. But yeah, he's a Monaco Bears. I'm hoping they cover Long Haired Lover from Liverpool when they see the irony of it all. But anyway, great band. Do check them out. Teenage listeners particularly are going to love them. Their MySpace page, as we all know, is, we told you last week, myspace.com/Monaco Bears. Enjoy this, Tony. Publicity.
If you're into that kind of thing, I don't mind, but please stop annoying us and wasting our time. If you want to say things like that, it's cool with me, cause as you said earlier, it's all publicity. If you're into that kind of thing, I don't mind, but please stop annoying us and wasting our time. why. If you want to say things like that, it's cool with me, cause as you said earlier, it's all publicity. If you're into that kind of thing, I don't mind, but please stop annoying us and wasting our time. If you want to say things like that, it's cool with me, cause as you said earlier, it's all publicity. And wasting our time. If you want to say things like that, it's cool with me, cause as you said earlier, it's all publicity.
That was Monaco Beers. You're listening to Mustang Lightning. Thanks to me for doing such a great job with the beds and not so great job with the talking. And it's time this week for Tony's International Grid Guide.
I can sing that bit. You'll have to sing it by yourself.
Are you sure?
Yeah, look, the reason Tony's talking is because I'm giving my voice a rest. Go on, you have to sing it by yourself. At least this way, we'll get it right.
Right, so it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide. I've got another one this week. Let's say, last week I had an email from the 12th Bar Club on Denmark Street in London. And I've got more gigs from them.
Is this the continuing adventures of the 12th Bar Club?
It is.
I think, seeing as we're going to be doing this most weeks, aren't we, I think, for a while?
Yeah.
Is that right? Shall we say that, I won't do the singing bit, but shall we say, Tony's International Gig Guide featuring the continuing adventures of the 12 Bar Club. And try and do it like that. That'll be funny. Trust me.
Okay.
I'll find it funny. That's all that matters. No one else is listening.
Oh. Well, this week's gigs. Wednesday, 26th, we've got Spencer Maybe, Laura A. King, and Teresa Dixon. That's £6. And then on Thursday, 27th of January, we've got Sam Hare, the Bobo Bells, James Bryan, Joss Bray, and the late set of the Easy Peelers. That's £6. Friday, Lily and the Hackabouts, and Ebony Sky. That's £6. Saturday, 29th January, we've got Nick Welsh, aka King Hammond, which is an acoustic show, Liam O'Kane and the Coolers, plus the late set of the Scaredy Cats. And yeah, that's £6. And then the Sunday, 30th of January, it's an open mic session by Vince McCann. And that's only £3. Arrive from 7 p.m, music from 8. I assume if you want to sign up, just contact the venue. And get yourself a session booked. Monday is a private event, so then it's Tuesday, which is the last one I'll be reading out, the 1st of February. We just have the Reverse, Sergeant Buzzfuzz, and Kevin Haley, aka Kevin Two Sheds. And that's back to £6 again. I say that's 12 Bar Club, it's Denmark Street in London. Check them out.
Fuck that £3 shit.
Yeah. That's right, ruined the flow.
Oh shit, fuck.
That doesn't sound good.
That's alright. Right, as a rule of thumb, from now on, Tony, right?
Yeah?
Where the 12 Bar Club's concerned, you are only allowed to mention gigs that are £6.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I like the way you go, and that's £6. It's a brilliant venue. Absolutely brilliant venue. Great place to go. And we are supporting it as much as we can on this show. And thanks to Shan for sending us all in. So that concludes...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
But I have got one of my own. Next Saturday, 29th, at the Garage, it's the Club Foot reunion, featuring Mad Sin, the Coffin Nails, and someone else. It was supposed to be Mad Sin, the Coffin Nails, and Frantic Flintstones, but as discussed last week, Frantic Flintstones are taking a break till March due to band member injury.
Right.
If you know anything about the Frantic Flintstones, this injury will have been horrific. He don't do things by arm. He won't have broken a nail, put it that way. Well, he might, but he might have broken it into his head.
Okay.
And it might have been a builder's nail. Anyway, that is the 29th, and it's £15 on the door. And just briefly, an RIP to the Gaff. You remember, I went to see the Highlanders at the Gaff for Christmas. And it's shut.
Oh,
Seems to me, basically, don't invite me to your gig. The Plainston Hall hasn't shut yet in Letchworth, but we went up to the Mill and it shut. And I went to the Gaff and it shut. Yeah, I'm on a hat trick. So, if you've got a venue you'd like closing, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com? Type in your email. This place is shit. Will you come and fuck it up? Right. So, in honour of that fact, Tony, our next track is by the wonderful Mad Sin. Again, I don't have their MySpace page, Dan. I think it is as simple as myspace.com/Mad Sin. Enjoy this. Point of no return.
That's the point of no return.
We're rejected and then the rest are melted. Yeah, we're the ones that read between the lines. We're the ones who never miss the chances to stand the ground and cut your idols down. Well, we're rejected and then the rest are melted. Well, we're the ones that read between the lines. And we're the ones who never miss the chances to stand the ground and catch a rider down. We're the ones that can really fit in. The ones who stop your heroes to the ground. When we shout it, you would never listen. Your bounce of freak will be no longer down. We passed the point of no return. The engine's gonna sing when your thumb is gonna burn. You're at the point. We're the ones disgusted by your bullshit. Yeah, we're the ones adding to your fears. We're not the ones that take the path of profit. We burn the past and drain the lake of tears. We're the ones resource that consume installations. Drink with nothing so you can live it all. When you're spoiling our fun, then we block it in your sun. There ain't no fucking way to stop it now.
Listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, are you doing anything this week?
Think
about it.
Probably, maybe. Maybe more house hunting seems to be the theme of the time. House hunting.
Going fishing with Twisted Sister.
Yeah,
maybe.
That would be brilliant. If there's one person I want to go fishing with, it's Dee Snider.
We're not gonna take it.
He would scare the fish out of the water. That is my favourite. Is that the Twisted Sister song that everybody knows?
Yeah,
I love that song. Absolutely love it. We can't play it on the show. I don't think we'd get permission to play it on the show. But if you don't know the song, just Google it. There'll be live YouTube. It'll be a preposterous live show somewhere of them singing, "We're not going to take it." Yes, we ain't going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore. It's a great song, isn't it? It's a right three chord trick as well, isn't it? I can play it. Brilliant. Any new bands? Do you know what? We should have covered it. The Chavs should have covered it, shouldn't we?
It fits the remit. Short, fast, 3 minute song, three chords. Yeah.
Preposterous. It's basically as I could have had you and Luke on backing vocals. We're not gonna take it up the arse. No, we ain't gonna take it up the arse. We're not gonna take it up the arse anymore. Right, so you're not doing anything this week. House hunting.
There's nothing about.
They're easy to catch.
You'd thought so, wouldn't you?
I've just had a joke. That's a joke for me. I'll probably do that at the Comedy Cafe tonight if I've still got a voice. That's how sad I am. Went house hunting the other day. Caught four. Anyway, so you're not doing anything.
No.
I'm going on holiday.
Nice.
I'm going to Fuerteventura, where it is currently a balmy 72 degrees, rising to 75 over the week that I'm there. 30% chance of showers.
No.
Happy day. My mum and dad have gone to Gran Canaria. They're on their way now, and they're there for the week. And mum rang me up, because my mum's obsessed. That's how I know about the weather. Mum phoned me up to give me a 5-day forecast for both islands. And they said, you've got better weather than we have. I said, I know. Because Fuerteventura is the closest island to Africa. Gran Canaria is further out into the Atlantic. Gran Canaria is Fuerteventura's windbreak. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Very kind of you. So I'll be there all week. All inclusive, mate. I don't care what the weather's like. And that's why we're making the show a bit early. So if things are a little bit confusing and we're going on about Saturday and what I'm going to do tonight, it's because it's Saturday lunchtime. Now, I had in this bit that I was going to... There's a little bit here that says pound stretcher.
Ah.
But there's not, because I've already talked about that. However, I get back on Friday. I'm only going for 4 nights. I get back on Friday and I'm doing a gig on Friday night, Tony, to guess who?
Is it your Letchworth gig?
No, it's it is in Letchworth. It's at a place called Cloisters, which is a very posh, old, lovely old building. And I will be performing to 140 council chairmen and mayors.
Nice.
Of Hertfordshire. That's right, dignitaries. There's going to be a lot of old-fashioned bling at this gig. There's going to be a lot of Alf Roberts there and a big mayor. Oh, it'd be great. I'm hoping Alderman Pincher will be there. Do you know who Alderman Pincher is?
No.
Alderman Pincher was the bloke that ran the town that Larry the Lamb was in.
Right.
And obviously, he was a Doberman Pincher. So he's called Alderman Pincher. He didn't muck about with Alderman Pincher.
Okay.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, no. Google it. We used to say, have discussions, find things out. Now you just Google it, don't you?
Yeah.
Anything, Google it. Anything you want, Google it. I was trying to find a little two-line poem that I thought was by the two Ronnies last night when I got in. And it's not. It's by Morecambe and Wise. Guess how I know.
You Googled it?
I Googled it. I typed in the first line of the poem, put the two Ronnies, and came up. And there was a thing online that said, actually, this wasn't the two Ronnies, it was Morecambe and Wise. He's actually answered my whole question for me in one go. And I'd even got the words wrong.
All right.
And it still found it. However, my words are better.
Okay.
It's by... I'm not saying that lightly. They are. I've improved upon it. It's a Morecambe and Wise sketch years ago about Byron and Keats having a chat. And one of them's really good and the other one's coming out with rubbish. Right. And the one that comes out with the rubbish came out with a poem that I've improved. It's one of my favourite ever poems. Right? Mm-hmm. And here we go. Two cows sat grazing on top of a hillock. One said, one day, this grass will be millock. Even thinking about it makes me laugh. Anyway, should we get on with the next song?
Okay.
Right, let's do that. This is another one from Manila PR, who sent us Melonhead Man. See where the asymmetry's going here for track 7.
Yeah.
This time around, we've got Rockburn. We've played Rockburn before, my friend. Rockburn do exactly what they say on their tin. They rock.
And burn.
It's fucking rock. There's a little bit of funk in there, but I'm going to read out a bit about them, shall I?
Yeah.
Rockburn was born out of the frustration of seeing a lack of bands having the balls to play all-out rock and roll. with a foundation of booming bluesy beats and punchy rhythmic bass combined with monstrous guitar riffs and great raspy vocals. I know all about raspy at the moment. The band are able to continually write hard-hitting catchy rock and roll songs, which has seen them described as a breath of fresh air. Let's see what you think about them, Tony. Their MySpace page is, oh, a little bit different, myspace.com/rockburn06. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter if you want, twitter.com/rockburn. Here we go, Running Wild. Project Marv underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bears this week, Tony.
That was okay.
Here's a question I'm starting to ask with trepidation. Have you got a twat?
No.
Bollocks.
Yeah. I've not heard from anyone this week. I do like your twats. Please do keep them coming. If you do have a twat, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. That's one of the twats' name, where they're from, and the reason. It's simple. Everyone appreciated. Reply to all of them, so please just send them along. Because I'm missing my twat. So yeah, getting through to me now, I can continue the feature.
Yeah, thanks for that, Tom. Fortunately, I have got something in this bit.
Fascinating.
I've got a comedy suburbs, mate.
Hey.
Bridget Kerr, you're a genius. Every once in a while, she sends me a joke, right? It's obviously a joke that's going around. It's always one that's forwarded via email to loads and loads of people. So everyone in the world might already have heard this joke. I'd never heard it before and liked it. It's not particularly PC. Bridget has got a good line in Irish jokes.
Okay.
Right. I think if you're going to tell an Irish joke in the tradition it should be told in, you do descend into a rubbish Irish accent. And I think there's a certain amount of irony in this. In that it's not fucking post PC, whatever it is, ironic or anything, to tell an Irish joke. You just need to take the Irishman out of the equation, right? And if you could just say a thick person from a thick family, in which case it could be anywhere in the world, but then doesn't have the resonance. There's a tradition of the English taking the piss out of the Irish. There's also a tradition of the Irish taking the piss out of the English, quite frankly. But that's not so well documented. They need better publicists. Here we go. Patrick's pregnant sister was in a terrible car accident and went into a deep coma. After being in the coma for nearly 6 months, she wakes up and sees that she's no longer pregnant. Frantically, she asks the doctor about her baby. The doctor replies, "Mom, you had twins, a boy and a girl. The babies are fine. However, they were poorly at birth and had to be christened immediately. So your brother Patrick came in and named them." The woman thinks to herself, "Oh, suffering Jesus. No, not my brother. He's a clueless idiot." Expecting the worst, she asks the doctor, "But what's my daughter's name?" "Denise," says the doctor. The new mother is somewhat relieved. "Wow, that's a beautiful name. I guess I was wrong about my brother," she thought. "I really like Denise." Then she asks, "What's the boy's name?" The doctor replies, "The boy's called the nephew."
I like it.
It is a good one, isn't it? It is a good one. So, yes. If you have a joke, please do email poorlybe@punkyray.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. It gets on the radio, as does this next track, final track this week, and the last one from, second one, in fact, from UK Subs off their Work in Progress album. There's another couple of tracks we will be playing of this in subsequent weeks, because this album's great. Classic old punk rock, classic by a classic old punk rocker. Just really, really good stuff, really good album. One of the tracks is co-written by Lars Fredriksson.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, of Rancid and obviously Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards Fate. And actually, he has also, in the past, done stuff with Madsen.
All right.
Who also on the show this week. It all ends up tying up somewhere, doesn't it? Anyway, Tone, last track this week, UK Subs. As I say, I've got the MySpace page to hand, but the label is myspace.com/CaptainOi. You'll be able to find out all about them on there. Actually, this says I'll just read the back of it. "Captain Oi are proud to present a promotional copy of the UK Subs' first studio album since 2002's Universal Ahoy CD 204, coming up to their 35th anniversary, and now onto the letter W in their attempt to release an album for every letter in the alphabet. Work in Progress features 12 brand new songs, plus a cover of the Sonic Strychnine and a co-write with Rancid's Lars Fredriksson. Available from January 21. That's now. Enjoy this rock and roll whore.
She comes on with her pretty face, fishnets, black lace. You know she comes from outer space. You just can't ignore her. Said that she has done it all. New York is such a bore. No cities anymore, no place left to go. She's just a rock and roll whore. She's so hardcore. She gives out pussy galore. She's just a rock and roll whore. Concrete jungles out on Mars. Her head is always in the stars, haunting all the New York bars. Her life is a go-go. Climbs into her spaceship, trying to find a place that's it. Hollywood, Sunset Strip, East Coast is a no-no. She's just a rock and roll.
A rock and roll whore. She's just a rock and roll whore. She's got
think that pretty much sums up what we are, doesn't it, Tony?
Yeah.
Rock and roll horse. Thanks ever so much for listening this week. Please do the things we always ask you to do. I will pass you over to Mr. Tony Hearn on my left in cyberspace right now to tell you all about iTunes.
Yeah, please do reviews at iTunes. A few reviews make a massive amount of difference as they help move up the featured rankings of the podcast on the front page. So if you can review us, which is free, please do, 5 stars only, obviously. We'll read them out. Easiest way to do this is to go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up a music store page where you can review us. You'll need to log in, which means you need to have an iTunes account, but I'm sure everyone does nowadays. So please do that.
And please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. You all know how to do it by now. And thanks once again to the internet station that carry this show. You could be listening to us on one of them right now if you are. Hello, listeners of Race Radio. Hello, listeners of Hussy Skunk. And hello to the men who make it happen. Diamond Joe and Matt, thanks for doing such a great job for us for so long now. And also do check out our punkyradio.mevio.com page, where Mevio is an interesting site, man. Go and check it out. You'll find stuff on there you won't find anywhere else. Podcast after podcast after podcast, and most of them are good. Check them out. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Budgie Guns.